Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July the 19th, 204th day of the new year. Joining us this very morning, well, he's got his good and plenty with us, and I think he wants to be known as Choo Choo Dave, but I'm not sure it's okay. You have to go back a little bit into the 70s to remember Choo Choo Charlie, right?
Yes.
And it's good and plenty.
Or
and
maybe
plenty,
a little further back.
No. That's right, because Mike and Ike was the new and improved.
That's right.
Good and plenty, yeah.
And that was in the 60s, right?
I don't know. I don't remember the 60s. Because I was born in the 60s, so yeah. That's all.
Yeah. You were?
Yes.
No kidding.
1960, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So when they say child of the 60s.
Glad you clarified that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like fine wine.
Yeah.
Oh. General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull. But for this morning, he's also a committee member. Boy, did you miss a meeting. The Upstate Rail Connect Committee. Did you volunteer for that?
I did.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, I was asked.
No coercion from any board members.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Upstate Rail Connection Committee. All right. Well, that wraps up this show. No.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. Our quote this morning comes from John Ruskin. Quote, "Your railroad, when you come to understand it, is only a device for making the world smaller." No kidding.
Yeah, no, really.
A couple weeks ago, I kind of got excited when I saw that the study was going to be, what, half funded by an outside source, and they were looking for local folks to
correct
to do some funding on it. I've been asking various government types as they've been coming in, are you, and so far everybody's in favor of it, other than the city of Eureka, which kind of teed me up, and I vented, as only I can. Has there been universal excitement about the potential of exploring and finding out, is this thing viable or not?
Well, yeah, I think there really has been. I mean, there's been people all over the map. But remember, this was a and let me back up just so everybody knows what we're talking about here. The Trinity County Transportation Commission just a couple of weeks ago was awarded a $276,000 grant from Caltrans to look at completing a feasibility study that would look at how feasible it was to build a new rail line connecting our deepwater seaport here at Humboldt Bay with a national rail connection over in the Sacramento Valley. So basically, that would basically create an on-ramp here in Humboldt Bay to the Pacific Rim Marine Highway. It'd be a completely different sort of a look at things, but Caltrans has a vision, and there's been several people here that in this area and regionally that have been working on this for about 4 years now.
Well, pick up. Well, join the train when we come back. It's 8:19. Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, the concept of the study, you said that the Trinity County folks got a grant from Caltrans for roughly half of the study amount?
No, that's it's the entire study is $345,000.
Oh, so for two per,
yes, two and they got $276,000, right. So there's a $69,000 match that's going to be provided by a nonprofit group called the Land Bridge Alliance. you remember, everybody, I think a lot of your audience here remembers Councilmember Lance Madsen. That was one of Lance's babies, was to get the Landbridge Alliance up and going, because it was his thought was that was the place where private sector could interact with if there was some public funding coming along. And so here we are.
But does that preclude Fortuna, Humboldt, Eureka, Arcata services districts to help fund that also?
No, according to their, you know, the way they can spend money, you know, they're all a little bit different. They could absolutely funnel it. It's really going through Landbridge Alliance is really who's collecting the match, and then that'll go to the Trinity County Transportation Commission as part of the project.
Other than Eureka, has anybody said no?
No, and in fact, Eureka is actually on this Upstate Rail Connect Committee. That was formed.
They're on the committee, but they're not supporting the study?
Well, they have supported the study.
Financially?
They're not putting any money into this. I mean, this is a relatively new development, so I'm not sure how much outreach has really been made to the city. But I know that let me back up in time, back to 2012. They were the place that the citizens, you know, said, hey, City of Eureka, what do you think about something like this? And the City of Eureka said, yeah, you know, where redevelopment's going away. We're looking at a very, excuse me, underutilized port out here. Why wouldn't we look at it just to see? We're not building the railroad. We're just going to see if it's feasible or not. And so they jumped in. But then they quickly realized after about a year, when they started to get some support from Trinity County area and the Sacramento Valley folks and stuff, they said, you know, this is a regional project. We need to form a regional oversight group. It can't just be a City of Eureka project. So that's where this Upstate Rail Connect Committee came from. And it's made up of representatives of the City of Eureka, County of Humboldt, the County of Trinity, the County of Tehama, the Northern California Tribal Chairman's Association, and a group called the Upstate California Economic Development Council. And so those six entities formed this oversight group. They met for a couple of years. Well, over the last couple of years, they met many times, both in basically in Red Bluff, Weaverville, and out here in Eureka. Kind of mixed up the meetings a little bit, just for that perspective. And they as end products came up with a fairly robust scope of work after going out and talking with a lot of citizens out there saying, well, what's important to you and what kind of questions would you want answered in something like this? So they took all that information and cooked it down into what is really a fairly robust scope of work. That's what Trinity County put together in the grant application, and that's what's going to be in the study.
What kind of timeline is this study going to take? Is it an 18-month study, a 12-month, 6-month, 2-month? Is it a tech study? What are they?
Yeah, no, it's about an 18-month study, and it has like 12 tasks. I'll go into those in a second here, but it looks like the request for qualifications for a qualified consultant team to do it will probably go out in September, October, sometime this fall. And so then whenever that happens, which will probably be later fall before a contract's actually let, then it'll be 18 months from them. The grant cycle goes into, I believe it goes into 2019 before you have to spend all the money. So we'll be well done before that. And my role in this, just so everybody knows, I've just been a volunteer for this, having the harbor.
You like the lunch?
Having the harbor background. Well, yeah, but you got to pay for the lunch. That's the thing.
Oh,
and to drive over there, and yeah, whatever. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and you know, public service is a great thing. So I'm happy to do it.
Other than Supervisor Lovelace in the City of Eureka, has there been any group that's really kind of said, we ought to take a wait and see?
Well, the one that has been the most interesting over the last 4 years. Has been the Harbor District. They have really actually gone out of their way to be opposed to it. However, at the last meeting, now I didn't attend, not the last meeting, a couple meetings ago of the Harbor District, and I didn't attend the meeting or see the tape, but I did see Richard Marks's blog. He's one of the commissioners on the Harbor District. They got where Apparently, they're going to put $10,000 toward the study. So,
yeah,
that's great. We're really happy with that. So that'll go toward the match through Landbridge Alliance, like we mentioned.
So that's a pretty good chunk of that.
That's a good
$70,000.
Yep.
Is that roughly what the target is?
Yep. So it's a great deal.
What are the other figures that have been committed so far?
1,000s and 5,000s.
Okay. Now there was, I know. In past, we've spent some time with Rob Arkley talking about this, and that the market seems to be there. One of the concerns early on was, well, where's the private sector in stepping up for the study? Okay. My retort to that thought is, well, if the governments don't want it, they're not going to step up for it. They're not going to permit it. Why do I want to throw money at it? But if the governments step up and they're putting money down, okay, now I get it, and we'll come forward. Is the private sector, the business community, the beneficiaries of this, are they stepping up also?
Yes, they are. And it's exactly as you characterized it. I think it's such a big and kind of monumental project that that they wanted to see that there was some skin in the game from somewhere else before they jumped in. And so now that Caltrans has joined in, they're in.
It's 8:30. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to talk shop this morning with Dave Hull. This Dave Hull, not his evil twin, is involved with the railroad study, not with what flows downhill, which I guess railroad trains do go downhill too.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but slowly and gradually.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I can. Kind of the mantra upstairs in the office, huh?
That's right. That's what I do at both places. Yeah.
Oh, Dave, the concept of this study certainly doesn't say it's going to happen. It's, I guess, exploratory would be the simplest normal word that gets used around these things. The fact that the private sector is stepping up, does that add any momentum to this, any validation of interest to this, or is it just, okay, there's another funding source?
No, I think it's as you mentioned in the last segment. Clearly, the people that are around the bay right now that have marine terminals around the bay right now, clearly they would be a beneficiary of this. Now, this is a giant long-term project, and you characterize it exactly right. This feasibility study is just that. It's just a feasibility study to look at the pros and cons and what's feasible and what's not with something like this. It's not actually building the railroad itself. So it comes to a place where we've got this great, robust, like I said, scope of work that we're trying to fill in the gaps so that then everybody will have a similar sheet of music to read from. You know, and that's why for this amount of money, we're going to get some nice qualified consultants that are in the transportation industry that do this stuff to actually do this and actually vet these things so we get some nice objective information out of it so that either the public decision makers or private investors can look at this package information and say, yeah, we want to invest, or no, I can't. This doesn't pencil out for me.
Now, I can remember way back when pre-Costco, there's a whole bunch of property around what is now Costco, and used to have the fire tower down there,
right,
and weeds about 3-4 feet tall.
Yeah,
nobody living in them. But boy, were there smooth looking streets and great looking sidewalks. The infrastructure was there,
right? Well, and they made asphalt right there, too.
Well, okay. you use the same argument in your previous life in the harbor about dredging?
Yes.
Seemed to come to fruition there as well. Is there a parallel for this? Let's do this. Let's get it figured out. Eminent domain, if necessary, rights of way, all that kind of stuff, and get this thing ready before the market is there? Or does the market need to have to support building this thing also?
The market's going to have to support it. And that's, again, that's why we want to pick up this package of information so that it's not such a blank slate if anybody even thinks about it. Right now, it's just this vague concept that if anybody you ask on the street, you know, what do you think about it? What do you think the feasibility is? You're going to get a different answer from everybody. So this is a way to try and package up a lot of consistent, you know, vetted objective information that everybody will have the same information to then start from. It's not going to answer all the questions, of course, but it's going to give a great start on the potential routes that it might be, the track geometry, the economic benefits to different parts of the region here, its effects on national security, on business, on all kinds of stuff that's going to go into this study.
Hey, we might even get the opportunity to hear about a spotted owl again and find out if it's still endangered.
Yeah, I bet we will.
Yeah.
But that's actually looking at the potential environmental issues. Well, now when the consultant looks at the potential routes, the routes are going to be defined by the best track geometry so that they can get the best speed that they can with the least environmental impacts, the least cultural impacts, the least tunnels, the least bridges, all this kind of good
cheapest
stuff. So, yeah, well, yeah. And,
which makes
and,
sense.
And see, the beauty of this, which is different than the rail line we have now, the north-south one, or even the one that Coos Bay has, is that this is an opportunity to do a brand new, you know, green corridor that's, kind of start from scratch and do it all up to 21st century standards. One of the other tasks that's in the scope of work is to look at alternative uses or additional uses of the corridor. So if you're making a new corridor through there, it may be a great place to have redundant fiber optics. It may be some utilities may be able to locate it. You might have trails. You might have passenger service on the rail line once in a while.
Water pipeline.
Who knows? Water pipeline. You know, that's the consultant's going to look at all of those things.
So it's more than just the rail line itself.
Correct.
How many railroad ties you need to drop down.
That's exactly right. In fact, that's a relatively minor part of it. There will be some conceptual engineering. Just again, so we get the track geometry right, and they can make the costs estimates and timelines right. But it's more of looking at all these other factors that would influence actually doing a project like that.
Is this one of those that is going to be a study that gets put on the shelf, and then we watch how many dust particles collect?
Well,
or do you think it's got enough momentum and inertia that if it comes out, either it's going to get burnt if it says no, or it's going to get acted upon, and let's get this thing on the road.
I think you characterize it perfectly. If it turns out that it's infeasible for a lot of different reasons, then yeah, it'll go on the shelf as a historical record of something that maybe somebody in 100 years will pick back up and say, well, that wasn't a bad idea. Let's start from there. We're certainly doing that with 100-year-old information that we have on the other one. On the other hand, if it is feasible, then it will be an attraction, I think, to a lot of people. There's actually, just in the last 3 years that we've started this multi-agency group, the Upstate Rail Connect Committee, has started meeting around and meeting with people. There's actually been some private sector interest in the rail, and they still may be going on. I don't know. So I think it's another one of these things, like we talked earlier, was once this public sector piece gets done, then the private sector says, okay, we get it. We see there's an investment in it. We're going to get going. We'll see.
KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47, back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, I would think that this study or any study that has a potential of the economic impact, the employment benefits, that the Humboldt County Economic Development Department would be all over it, throwing as much money as they can and resources of manpower. Has the county stepped up?
Like I said, they are, the county is represented on the Upstate Rail Connect Committee, and this is a relatively new development that Trinity County actually got the award.
All right. When the request went out for the monies to gap fund and fill, did the county step up?
We haven't done that yet. Okay. That's exactly where we are right now. Now the Landbridge Alliance is gearing up. If anybody would like to make a pledge for this thing, it's you can go to the email at landbridgealliance@gmail.com. Landbridge Alliance, all one word, and then that group will get back together with you and fill it in, because any kind of donation is great to match this big grant to see what the feasibility of this project might be.
So where are you now? Still hustling bucks, or just waiting for the
starting to hustle bucks. Okay. You know, the Trinity County is working on putting the request for qualifications together, and
that's for getting the study, folks.
Yeah, getting all the pieces together so they can get it on the street and get a consultant hired. Like I said, that's probably not till fall. So it's they're rolling along.
You mentioned earlier, a regular guy on the street, what their opinions are of this. Does it matter? I mean, I've never been asked what I thought about a road or a highway or a bridge or an airport or any other form of transportation infrastructure. Why would my opinion now count about this?
Well, you make a really good point there, Brian, but I think the way the Rail Connect Committee has approached life is that it is a very public project, and to get the buy-in of the public, or at least find out exactly what their concerns are so that we can try and address them so that we can move forward with a good package of information.
This isn't going to turn into another Willis Bypass, is it? Or Richardson's Grove?
Well, you never know. You never know. It is California, and those things happen on big construction projects. The good thing to know it, though, is if you've been over 299, and I think you probably have,
District 2 is different than District 1 is highly placed.
But now District 2.
Public Works official told me.
District 2 and District 1. District 2 actually shepherded this grant through for Trinity County, but District 1 is on board with the thing. So it's a great collaborative Northern California regional issue. You know, it's much bigger than us just here. This has to do with the entire North State.
Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Thank you.
See y'all tomorrow.